This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Police and protesters continue to clash in the streets of the U.S. city of Louisville, Kentucky, after a grand jury did not charge any police officers in the death of medical technician Breonna Taylor. AP's Ed Donahue has more on this story.
Kentucky's Attorney General Daniel Cameron says the two officers who fired their weapons at Taylor were justified in using force to protect themselves during a narcotics investigation.
Criminal law is not meant to respond to every sorrow and grief, and that is true here.
Cameron says it was incredibly important to do everything to uncover every fact.
I understand that as a black man, how painful this is.
The reaction on the streets in Louisville. The Taylor family's lawyer, Ben Crump, called the decision outrageous and offensive.
She's in her apartment. She's in the sanctity of her home.
The city of Louisville brought a lawsuit against the three officers involved, brought by Breonna Taylor's mother. I'm Ed Donahue.
Taylor's case, along with that of George Floyd, a black man who died in May after a white Minneapolis police officer knelt on his neck, helped spark a nationwide wave of protests demanding racial justice and an end to the use of excessive force by law enforcement. Britain is planning to host clinical trials where volunteers are deliberately infected with the new coronavirus to test the effectiveness of vaccine candidates, the Financial Times reported Wednesday, citing people involved in the project. So-called challenge trials are expected to begin in January at a quarantine facility in London, the report said, adding about 2,000 participants had signed up. This is